Imagine this, multiplied by 300. That's what it sounded like at Major Cheney Elementary School. 300 kids, age 4 to 12, from area schools, packed the Haltom City campus for the Sports Stacking Invitational.
I need Flaming Panthers and the Cheney Champions to table 4, and Blazing Bulldogs and Hillside Eagles to table 5.
Fourth grade teacher Katie Bonin, with her volunteer teachers, helps run the competition using rules set by the WSSA, the World Sports Stacking Association. Each kid gets a dozen official plastic cups. They stack them into pyramids and take them down. Sometimes it's 2 pyramids of 6, or 3 cups on each side of 6, known as the 3-6-3. Sometimes it's fewer. Bonin says cups may have holes in the bottom to reduce air resistance.
They have to upstack them, which means they have to build the towers, and then they have to downstack them, which means they have to take them back down, all while being timed.
9-year-old Carson Magritte is in fourth grade at Park Glen Elementary. He practices 20 minutes a day, has been stacking cups for nearly 3 years, and has won individual bronze medals and silver in school team relays.
And some of my friends started doing it, and so we all like got together, and then we both all like practiced together and all got medals and stuff, and we all had a good time cup stacking.
Carson stands at a table, his dozen official cups on the regulation mat with its built-in timer that starts and stops with his wrists, palms, or fingers.
I usually do it like that, with like my palms and my wrists. And so I'm going to just do 363 first.
Carson finishes in 6 seconds. That's a little slow for him, but it's not even close to the national 363 record of just under 2 seconds.
I don't want to be national. It would be cool if I was, but I don't, because I'd rather play football.
Carson's mom, Christine Magritte, is fine with that. But for now, stacking's still his game.
Oh, I think it's great. His team is placed every year, and so I think it's really good. They have to depend on each other, and they get frustrated with each other, but they also have to encourage each other. So I'm sure it helps him concentrate a little bit better when he's testing and doing things like that, where he's under a time clock.
Park Glen's phys ed director, Lisa Hugo, says those are just some of the benefits from cup stacking.
It encourages ambidexterity, the use of both hands, both sides of the brain. It's an equalizer. It's a great thing for kids that may not be quite so athletic, but it allows them very competitive and being a part of a relay team, so they learn to work as a team.
Hugo attributes the growth of cup stacking on its low cost and high kid interest. And she says it delivers real exercise.
One side of the room has to stack up everything. The other side of the room has to downstack everything. But then, of course, we change roles. And so they're up and down. They're squatting. They're standing up. They're sitting down. They're moving. They're running. They're trying to go as quickly as they can. It's kind of addicting. Have you ever done it? I've done it, and it's just something you want to get better and better and better, and you just keep doing it.
Cup stacking did not exist when Hugo was in school. These days, it's in the Junior Olympics. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.